Hey, Ben.
Hey, Hannah, how are you?
Good. There is a lot of ground to cover here, obviously. So what is the basic context of this issue? What happened back in 2015?
So this story starts with, and this might be unsettling for some listeners, but a sexual assault in 2015. It was a Hoggart student was assaulted off campus by another student. And the complaint's not about the assault, but it's about the repercussions of the assault and how the New Hanover County School District handled it.
All right. So what are the most recent developments here?
Sure. So after 5 years, we were actually seeing the resolution of a federal investigation that started in 2017. And this particular piece is based on newly released documents from New Hanover County Schools that detail basically it's an evaluation of their own response to the situation.
Okay. And this is based on, you know, one single incident of an assault. You know, it's a concerning issue. But what is the larger context here? What's the bigger picture?
Sure. So the idea is that many sexual assaults happen off campus, but they create hostile environments inside schools. And this could be a college, a university, a high school, a middle school. The idea is that Title IX law, which is the federal law that prevents discrimination against people based on gender for their access to education, means that it is against federal law if the school doesn't in some way help rectify that situation. So in this particular situation, it had to do with the student and her assailant running into each other. But in general, you can imagine all different ways that situation might play out. And the concern is that for years, it seems like the school district's Title IX administrator, former Deputy Superintendent Dr. Rick Holliday, didn't either fully implement the right guidelines or take seriously this federal law.
Okay, so that kind of plays into the larger concerns of the community, the school kind of not either choosing or not understanding this Title IX law.
That's exactly right. So this event took place in 2015, and after 2 years, a federal complaint was filed. There's a lot of moving pieces, but in general, the concern is, and I've covered a couple stories about issues that are similar, is that for a long time, it seemed like the school district wasn't fully grasping just how complicated Title IX law can be. But I want to add, while we're talking about this, that over the last year, that has changed. So the New Hanover County School District has added a full-time Title IX director, and the school board has added a Title IX committee. So while this is concerning, and it does appear that for years this was kind of a weakness on the school's part, that over the last year they've taken a lot of action to help correct that.
Okay, so the school system is working to address these concerns in the past and this issue.
Absolutely, yeah. So we want to make sure that we give them credit for that.
Okay, great. And moving forward, regarding this, what questions maybe still need to be answered, or what still is unresolved here?
So I think this is an issue that overlaps with a lot of other things that have happened in the New Hanover County School District, whether it was sexual abuse of children by teachers or administrative bullying of staff, and that a lot of the top administrators are gone. Superintendent Dr. Tim Markley is gone. Rick Holliday is gone. The head of HR is gone. But for a lot of people, it feels like there hasn't quite been any accountability yet. But what I will say is that, the school board does seem to be increasingly leaning towards wanting more transparency. And so while the district and the school board's chair, Stephanie Adams, didn't comment, school board member Judy Justice did comment on it. And this is what she had to say.
I am glad that this has finally been presented to the public. The OCR did their job, and they have come to the conclusion, which from a lot of the evidence that we were hearing is proper. And the students and the families that were involved, this one in particular, definitely need some form of justice.
All right, WHQR's Ben Shockman here talking with me about the federal Title IX investigation resolution pertaining to New Hanover County Schools. And for a much deeper dive on this, you can head over to WHQR.org to find that full story. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks, Hannah.